This is DJ Snorlax coming to you from the Derpy Show News Chapter. The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcast Network. Geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination. Nerdapalooza, the world's largest nerd music festival. And with the general support of listeners like you. For more Nerdy Show podcasts, community forums, and to learn how you can support this and other fine Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
Previously on Derpy Show.
Charlie is making weird noises with his mouth.
He's staring at you while he does it. He's the Derp Dog. He's our mascot.
Boy, I think that means he wants to, like, you know, like...
What? Where are you taking this?
You know where I'm taking
it. No, you're not taking it there.
No, can I, request, I draw the line.
Can I request an assault on Joe?
Oh, no.
No,
Wiffle
Easy
that.
Easy white. We'll stay wiffle. this course, stay the execution for now.
I don't want to get punched again.
A wiffle bat.
Be good.
Assault. I like that.
I don't have any wiffle bats or salt.
Derpy Show.
Wait, since when does Fleshlight have something with heads?
Oh, they do a special line of freak, sex toys, and they have lady Fleshlight freak things, and then they have, like...
Dicks.
Right.
Oh, man.
But there's heads on it now?
No, she's talking about, like...
I thought they were just disembodied vaginas.
The same company makes dildos.
Oh.
Yeah.
I've seen some... They make some scary shit. They have, like, skeleton
pieces.
The
Frankenstein one is so creepy. It has bolts on it. And then there's the zombie one, and it's all rotting dick flesh. I'm not about that.
They're jokes. They're jokes. To help me sleep at night. They're jokes.
Yes. They're novelty pieces. Although I did see someone who bought all of them purely to display on her in like a case like you have in your living room. Just like an oddities case of just
monster
giant
dicks.
Yeah, of monster dicks.
Derpy Show.
Arlo, are you hungry?
There's food in that dish.
There's food in them, the dishes.
There's food in them, the dishes.
In them, the dishes?
I don't know.
Derpy Show.
Cat break.
What the
hey, it's Arlo.
Arlo interrupted me. Did he say, I'm Arlo?
I'm Arlo.
I'm Arlo. Arlo Johnson.
Derpy Show.
How did she become the enforcer of the group?
Because she's the only one that hits people.
She's the brawn.
Yes. I'm not gonna hit you for
yeah,
that.
Yeah, remember that time when she threw, like, a huge box full of lighting equipment at me, like, 10 minutes ago?
Derpy Show.
Is Russell Crowe back there? Fucking romper stomper.
How many romper stomper, like, conversations are we gonna have?
It does come up kind of often.
Does it
no,
really?
It does.
I had a romper stomper conversation with Jet Backpack yesterday.
What?
Who's Jet Backpack?
Chan's
older. My older brother.
You have an older brother, and his name is Jet Backpack.
Derpy Show.
Why are you already laughing? Nothing has happened yet.
It's no
joke. Literally nothing.
Like, I was taking a deep breath. Is that all it takes?
I guess.
When it comes to you, yes.
Okay.
I'm a little sick. I'm kind of drunk.
All right.
How are you kind of drunk?
He's drunk a Bauer.
He doesn't have any power.
By power, I mean Powerade.
Well, the only power that he's got right now is the Charlie Go Away stick.
And he's been drunkenly wielding it all night.
Welcome to Derpy Show, I'm Boar.
I'm DJ Snorlax.
And this is Naked Robo Joe.
DJ Neofast here as well.
Miss Terry Guest.
There's a lot of fucking people here.
Yeah.
It's gonna be fucking chaos.
Sweet.
Nothing's going to make sense.
Baby.
Points don't matter?
Jesus.
No, this isn't whose line is, whose derp is it anyway?
The points here definitely matter.
They definitely matter.
And you just lost some.
What? Why did I lose points?
It's arbitrary, I decided.
But... I don't like this game.
The points matter, but they can be given or taken away at any time.
Wait, does anybody have this power? Like, can I just say...
No!
10 points from Naked Robo Joe!
You just lost 10 points for stuttering.
Damn it. That's because I didn't want to say his last name on the podcast.
Thank you for that.
I thought you were going to say Hufflepuff or something.
Well, his last name kind of sounds like Hufflepuff.
No, it doesn't. Fuck you. Hey, mystery guest is a Hufflepuff.
I'll break your fingers if you don't move them.
Do you hear the noise?
I hope that's... She's hitting pretty hard. I hope that translated.
I've got to do shows this week. I'm going to be bruised.
I'm really good at covering bruises.
And 10 points to Miss Terry Guest.
I'm a Ravenclaw.
Pulling into the lead.
Yeah, I took that test too, and a Ravenclaw as well.
So I don't take the test. I just am a Ravenclaw.
People have told because she actually took the test. I don't understand what that means.
I'm a Slytherin.
You elitist bastard.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm a Gryffindor.
No, there's okay. When you do the whole Harry Potter like Pottermore thing, you could take a test that does the whole Sorting Hat thing, and I did it just for that, and I didn't go any further.
Yeah, like, there's different things. There are Hufflepuffs, which are losers, Ravenclaws, which are smarty pantses, Slytherin, which are elitists, and then Gryffindors like Joe, which are giant derps.
Courageous derp.
Hufflepuffs throw the best parties because they're next to the kitchen, and their teacher's a herbology teacher.
And their founder invented the Great Feast, which means the Hufflepuffs might be fatties.
At least stoners. Hufflepuff pass.
So, I guess each house has the Hufflepuffs are the easygoing, accepting guys, is what they
all say? No, actually, the Hufflepuffs are everyone that's not courageous, ambitious, or
smart.
Huh. Ravenclaws are also weirdos, though. Luna's a... Yeah.
So what about Huff and Puff or whatever?
Yeah, HR Puff and Stuff.
Wait, is that like the giant marshmallow man in Ghostbusters?
Stay Puff.
That's the Stay Puff Marshmallow
Man. Yeah, that's the Huff and Puff Marshmallow Man. Right?
Yeah, the Huff and Puff Marshmallow... That's the Stay Puff Marshmallow Man. HR Puff and Stuff was a Sid and Marty Krofft television show.
No, wait.
Who?
I thought that was his name. The Marshmallow Man.
No!
Stay Puff Marshmallow Man was his title. But I thought that his name was...
Touché.
His name was what?
Touché.
The Huffin' Stuff or whatever.
Yeah, the Huffin' Stuff or whatever. You're old. You should know H.R. Puffin' Stuff.
Oh, man.
I have no idea what that means.
Everybody's derailing each other.
No one knows H.R. Puffin' Stuff? Richie Poo? Freddy Flew?
I know of it.
Yeah.
I vaguely remember from my childhood.
Sid and Marty Krofft, they made, like, giant puppet suits.
Wait, were they Laura Croft's parents?
Terry?
Wow, his eye's twitching.
You have to move your hand or I'm going to break your fingers.
10 points to Terry Guest.
Were you talking about Hufflepuffs originally at the beginning of this conversation?
Yes, we're talking about Fluffinstuffs. Fluffernutters. Hey, those are good sandwiches.
I think Joe just got interested in the conversation because he thought that we were talking about Fluffinstuff.
Fluffinstuff.
Hey.
That's the porn he started, right?
Listen, if you did burlesque, you'd need a fluffer and a good understanding of Fluffinstuff too.
What?
Okay, hold on.
Wait. Why?
Fluffers make the dick hard.
Yeah.
And then where are you stuffing it in burlesque? Pray tell.
In your imagination.
Sometimes he uses
I like it.
Yeah.
Oh, God. The Pokeballs.
Also, for certain scarecrow numbers, there was stuffing going on.
Well, I feel like Fluffin' Stuff is just like gay for pay porn. Like, you gotta get fluffed and then you stuff. No one else has any reaction.
Derpy Show.
Wait, yeah, so we were on Hufflepuff before we got delayed?
Yeah, Hufflepuff. Originally, the four founders were like, yo, I'm Gryffindor. I want the brave bitches. And then Rowena Ravenclaw was like, what? I want all the smart chicks. And then Salazar Slytherin's like, fuck you all. I'm not taking anybody who's ethnic.
Pure blood.
Pretty much.
And then Helga Hufflepuff goes, I'll take the scraps.
So then my next question is, on the ethnic thing. Not racism.
Speaking of racism.
In this world that Home Chick wrote up, I mean, like, are there schools like...
Hogwarts
around the world, like in China and Africa and stuff like that?
Yeah, so the three largest in Europe are Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry, the Durmstrang Institute, and the Bobotan Academy of Magic.
Okay, Durmstrang are the Eastern European guys, like the Bulgarians and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's hidden somewhere in Bulgaria.
Okay, and then the other one is the what?
It's there in France.
Yeah, Bobotan Academy of Magic.
Okay, and then, so there's like, so when this whole fucking, you know, Death Eater eruption happened with Home Dude coming back, where were all the other, like, associations to join in with this? Was it just...
It was kind of...
Britain, now that you're on your own, guys?
A little bit.
It's kind of World War II.
Yeah.
Britain was on its own for a while.
Okay. So, but then they solved it, though. I mean, because, I mean, like, I figured... I don't know, just,
well, they didn't really solve it.
Well, are there, like, shamanistic schools and, like, you know...
It's not very clear.
Like,
it's not very clear, to be honest with you.
Okay.
We know that he who must not be named.
That bitch.
He had power outside of England. Because he was, like, getting, like, giants from the fucking hillsides.
Yeah.
All sorts of shit.
Okay.
So it isn't clear if he was taking control of everything or just England. It also isn't clear, 100%, if the Minister for Magic is the Minister for Magic for England... Or the Minister for Magic for everywhere.
It would make sense for it to just be England because...
What about America, too?
Well, they have Salem. Also, America doesn't give a fuck what happens.
Oh, really? America didn't come and save the Brits like we did in World War II?
Will hate you.
But no, but hold on a second. But it doesn't make a whole lot of sense for there to be, like, a Minister for Magic just for England, to me. Because there's, like, what? 600 people? Like, 600 wizards in England? Hogwarts only has, like, what? Four boys and four ghouls.
Wait.
Four boys and four girls of every house. Of each house each year.
So wait. Whoa.
So that means it's 4, 8. 8 times 4, 8, 16. 24, 32. So there's only 32 students every year at Hogwarts.
Wait, so I never know their population was that low.
So 32 times 7.
Heh?
But there were more than...
When? In the movies?
No, I was going to say in the books. They definitely talk about more people.
Think about the Great Hall.
The Great Hall doesn't matter. Look at the movie. You're talking about the movies.
No, but what I'm saying is think about the Great Hall in the book or the movies and just the entire student body can fit it a couple of rows of long tables. Like, think about it. It's not seating that many people.
The dorms only, like, for the boys and girls for their various years, there were four boys. No. Five. It's five, sorry. Not four.
Five boys.
Because there's Harry, Ron, Seamus, Dean, and Neville.
I think that's just in their room.
But they go through all of the ones in the first book.
It's been a while since I read the first book.
I'm not trying to be aggressive, but I know they go through them all. So it's like five and five. Five boys, five girls in each house each year.
I feel like there has to be more.
No. Hogwarts is way smaller than the high school I went to.
But think about the Ministry of Magic and how huge a complex that is and how many people you have working there. Is that like where all the magical people work?
I don't know.
Well,
it doesn't
you have
like...
that one hospital that Neville's parents were at, so you have to have healers of some form. And then you have...
You have Ron's
ministry.
Brothers.
You have all... Yeah, the...
Well, one of them works for goblins and one of them deals with dragons. So they're in other parts
and
of the
then,
world.
But that's what I'm saying. There have to be magical things outside of Europe.
Right, but that doesn't necessarily mean that the governing body isn't in England. Like, England has a prime minister, right?
Yes.
For, like, a million people, you know, millions of people.
Yeah.
Would the wizards have a minister for just, like, $6,000?
Listen, let me put it this way. France wouldn't let England be in charge of them. They just don't like those people. I don't think Eastern Europe would as well. I mean, I can't really say, but they typically like to run their own shit.
What if it trades around? But then again, what if this goes back to pre those nations? What if it all goes back to Merlin? It's all the Order of Merlin First Class. Maybe it's like divine right fucking England. It all goes back to Arthur.
Yeah, but the thing is, magic's existed before that.
Yeah. Babylonians.
Yeah, and we don't. And you never hear anything about Chinese or Indian students.
Right, I mean, because Europe hates everyone. Yeah. I'm saying that Europe's together.
Yeah, but I mean, what about the Americas? What about South America? What about? Mm. I mean,
well,
you don't get any.
Aztec Mayans.
You don't get anything from any other cultures, even though it has to exist somewhere.
Well, I mean, you have the Salem School of Witchcraft and Wizardry.
It's not necessarily canon.
Is that official?
No, not canon. There are only three canon wizarding schools.
The three from there. See, I've read, like, too many stories throughout
your fanfic's getting fucked up.
Yeah.
I have a question.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about Harry Potter, basically.
Okay. I'm there with you pretty much.
Okay.
So, when Harry travels into the Hogwarts world or whatever through that train station.
Sure.
Where is he going?
Okay, it's where.
On what plane of existence does Hogwarts exist?
It exists in our universe. However, non-magical people, everything that's magical has been hexed so that we just see things as boring. You know how you walk down the street and go, oh, that's a ugly fucking building. I never want to go there.
Yeah.
Well, it's because it's jinxed so that way we don't see it. To the wizards, it's like a fucking magical joke shop.
Now, wait a minute.
It looks like a terrifying crack den.
But they have to get to this by walking through that platform, right?
Well, no. The way they get to...
people watching that, I saw people go into a wall.
Hold on, let me explain. There's wizarding shit everywhere. You're thinking of Diagon Alley, the biggest wizarding store area in London.
He's talking
of 9 3/4.
Right, but that's only one train station. 9 3/4 is
but
one.
But I thought that
station.
Was like a portal to fucking Hogwarts.
No. The train is a train that takes you to Hogwarts. But there's a separate train station at King's Cross that only wizards can get to by walking through
a wall. It's just out in the countryside somewhere and nobody thinks anything of it?
Right. Well, actually, if you were to find it, it would look like an old dilapidated castle that
it's
looks...
magically enchanted.
And then if you got too close to it, you would be jinxed and go, oh, this is boring, and walk away and not realize anything.
What about then, say... I don't know. I'm a wizard. Can I pick up a gun and shoot another wizard?
Sure.
Why not?
However, most wizards aren't really proficient in that sort of stuff because they've never had to.
But isn't there a dad that's obsessed with Muggle technology?
There is. Arthur Weasley, go ahead. What do you have?
Can I also point out how terrifying the thought is that in Hogwarts they don't teach, like, math or science or history or anything like that?
I have a counterpoint to that.
Okay. And, like, it just seems weird that there's a whole bunch of, like...
Depends on your world.
Adults
who
don't really know how the universe works in a non-magical...
If I know how to sling spells, I wouldn't worry about...
Grammar.
They also have a way of traveling in time. That just seems awkward to me.
My whole thing about that is... Society progresses based on need, based on necessity. If you don't need things... Or you have a different way to accomplish it, you don't have a reason to innovate a new technology.
But that's helping with why there's no guns and shit. But about for learning, let's talk about this. What do you call essentially grades K through 5 in England?
Primary school.
What's another word for it?
Elementary school.
What's the other word for it? Grammar school.
Yeah.
You don't go to Hogwarts for grammar school. Now, what are the other things that you need to learn in school that you don't get at Hogwarts, theoretically?
How to deal with people in a proper way that isn't fucking dueling and shit.
I guess to add to Channing's argument here, you go to school to give you skills to function in the real world.
To pay the bills.
You go to Hogwarts to function in a magical world. And then, from what I understand from the books and the movies, there's a whole underlying world of jobs and vocations dealing with magical arts that they can just go and deal with. So they don't really have to go back to the mundane world to begin with, just doing things.
Well, you're not going to be an accountant or a money counter or any sort of
Gringotts.
That. Because right, but the only wizard we know that works at Gringotts,
Bill,
and he doesn't deal with money. He's a curse breaker. Mm-hmm. All the goblins deal with the money.
You have different people that fill different vocations. My argument's valid for this. It's because you have other magical races that literally their existence is based on doing these mundane
tasks.
Taking
their germs.
What he's saying is that there are certain races that are better at certain jobs, and that's where they belong.
Wow.
Oh my god, for once I wasn't trying to be racist. Thanks, guys. It's not racist if you're a magical race.
I want to point out, I think they do refer to them as magical races. Not to say that you're racist. What I'm trying to say is the difference between a race and a species is that different species cannot have sex and produce fertile offspring. Different races could.
Oh,
which
like
means...
Humans.
Oh, but science.
And you get hobgoblins and things, too. I'm just saying they exist.
But, giants and humans, that's how we get...
Hagrid.
Yep.
It's also kind of like a D&D thing, too, because you think of, like... When you're talking about races as a distinction, because you talk about elves, you talk about orcs, they're not species, they're races.
Yeah.
Because you're picking your race when you start a campaign.
Which means that they can all breed.
Which is absolutely 100% true, because you get them all the time.
I know, but
half
like...
Half orcs, half
right,
elves.
Right, but here's the difference, is that in D&D, elves and shit are a lot closer to each other. Like, they're way creepier. Like, the idea of an elf and a human getting together in Harry Potter is terrifying.
Yeah, but that's not to say it doesn't happen.
It's a fetish.
I'm sure it happens.
Like you said, rule 34.
Creature might get his stank finger on, who knows? Maybe that's why fucking Lucius Malfoy was so mean to Dobby.
Dobby raping Luke.
Who says it's rape? Why's it gotta be rape? Maybe Narcissa's into little guys.
What are you guys talking about?
Yeah. This way really
all
weird.
All fucking, like, Santa Claus elves.
Well?
Didn't Neo-Faust talk about this? Like, that's called impish porn.
Impish porn.
Impish porn. It's the old ladies,
porn.
Though. Old
I remember
ladies.
This.
Derpy show.
Bomb. 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 Fuck you guys!
I never agreed to this!
No one else knows who
it
is! It's canon!
I wanted you to go like...
It was ready for you to come in, Viola!
And now, a dramatic reading of texts from Boar's Mom. Read to you by DJ Snorlax.
Hey! We have a cougar known to be living in our square. A state cop who was a friend of ours told Jim about it tonight! I have seen a few at the bars around here. Gotta be careful. I don't mean like me, a real four-legged big kitty. I kind of hope it gets Diablo.
What's Diablo?
You want your llama to be eaten?
Diablo is her llama.
What?
What?
Just keep reading.
Just killed a little. His spit is the most vile substance ever. I did find a good... Fuck your phone slaps!
Phone slaps?
I'm sorry, are you using dramatic reading? It's like, and he deed. Phone slaps is in her arms.
Just killed a little. His spit is the most vile substance ever. I did find a good use for one of your old super soakers. He hates it. We'll be eating Diablo stew soon. What will protect the others? We need to get a more social llama. I love you.
See, don't tell them it's a llama because it's just much funnier.
I thought this llama was great. He's the most beautiful llama I have ever seen. He is a magnificent specimen of his species. He turned on us, spitting and attacking and biting. He has abs, abhorrent behavior syndrome.
And that was a dramatic reading of text from Boar's Mother. Was that the right title?
Sure.
Excellent.
Derp, 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 derp,
Thank you.
That was a remix version.
Derpy Show.
I would like to talk about spoilers. I'm not talking about the things on the back of douchebags' cars.
Hey, my car's got a spoiler.
And then you're a douchebag. I want to talk about well-known spoilers, okay? If you don't have... if you're not familiar with, like, pop culture at all, then don't listen to the next, like, you know, 15 minutes of this podcast. But I'm going to talk about some of the most well-known spoilers out there. I want to talk about, like, what was the most important spoiler? Now, a lot of people would say, like... the most important spoiler of all time is Luke, I am your father.
That's a good one. More like the Titanic sinking.
That's not a spoiler!
That's spoiled.
You'd be really surprised how many people that was a spoiler for, unfortunately.
Leia's his sister?
But, like, I don't think that's anywhere near as big as Luke, I am your father.
Snape kills... he's made of people?
Snape kills Dumbledore, put people in the hospital.
Like... here's a couple arguments. Like, what are we gauging this on? Like, cultural significance?
He was dead the whole time.
That's a really good one. Sixth Sense is a big one. Is Luke, Luke, I am your father. Is that the most important spoiler? Because it, like, it was such a big surprise. Or is Snape kills Dumbledore the biggest spoiler? Because it people were so invested for so long, and it changes so much of the status quo. Or, Tyler Durden doesn't exist.
Who?
Like, what's the most important? Like, if we could go, like, if we had a child, and we could protect them from one spoiler, so they could see something in its purest form, what would we protect them from? As much as I love Star Wars, and it's like my fucking, like, lifeblood, I don't think I protect them from...
I don't know, have you seen the YouTube video of those kids... who had never seen Star Wars before, they watched the whole thing, and they got to Luke, I am your father, and the parents videotaped it. The kids, like, freaked out. They were, like, screaming, jumping around. They could not believe it. Like...
yeah, but, like, I fucking love The Sixth Sense. I fucking love that movie.
Yes.
And I have I never got to see it without it being spoiled for me. So, as much as I love that movie, is that the one I protect them from? I don't know. What would you protect somebody from?
I guess I just don't feel that passionately about spoilers.
The thing is, I feel like
I've never really had, like, I've never been that spoiled for anything, I guess. I guess I've never really experienced it. And if I have, I guess I just didn't care.
Like, I feel like it's a hard thing to get a perspective on after the fact, because once you know, like, going back and thinking about how you felt at that exact moment is almost impossible. Like, I remember watching Star Wars, but I don't remember Luke, I am your father, being a big deal. I don't remember Sixth Sense being a big deal reveal. Like, Snape kills Dumbledore, I knew about it way before I ever read the books. Like, I think in hindsight, it's almost impossible to gauge.
I'm going with Sixth Sense, not over Star Wars.
I think Star Wars... for us, since it came out so long ago and we watched it as children on TV, we probably don't have a good recollection. But I think Sixth Sense, I mean, Fight Club was because Sixth Sense was spoiled.
Well, okay, so for me, I would protect the child from The Sixth Sense. What movie would you protect someone from to have it as a pure, fresh viewing? That could be a book too, but...
I'd never let a child watch Fight Club.
Difficult. I don't...
but protect them their whole life until...
I don't know about you, but my parents believed in showing me, like, adult content under the guise that it had a reason for.
Oh, yeah, no, I mean, my dad took me when I was, like, 7 to watch
Jurassic Park. If my son wanted to watch, like, Fight Club, and he's of a mature age that, you know, we can explain what's going on,
yeah, that's cool. But what I'm trying to say is, not just a child, but we're protecting them through their life until they're at the point where they can process the thing that they can get the best.
There's nothing really I would protect them from, you know, other than just knowing that, you know, no matter what's going to happen, they're going to grow up in an age where everything has been done and has been revealed to them through one means or another. Because, you know, what's new anymore? You know, what's a shocking thing that, you know, if you grow up seeing a TV show that placates or does a certain trope from one of those big movies, but on a smaller scale, to when they watch the movie and go, oh, it's going to end like this. Does that ruin it when you have this, like, you know, mm-hmm. this reference of everything back in the back of your head when you watch this movie and you're like, oh, it's going to go like this, this, or that. So there goes the shock because they just predicted an outcome that
it's like, because I watched Animaniacs as a child, I know the ending to Soylent Green.
Yeah,
and
yeah, right?
Citizen Kane.
Yeah, a lot of those, and Simpsons did the same thing too. Like, a lot of those, like, movies were
spoiled. What about video games?
That too, yeah.
What about the first Bioshock? Think about that one. That one, I remember sitting there and being like, I need to go play this game again and listen to every sound clip in the game.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like,
well, I had that as spoiled for me, and it went to the game. I'm like, oh, that's clever, clever, clever.
See, I didn't have it spoiled, and I remember playing through that and being like, the fuck? Like, although, so, and I mean, to be honest, video games are a legitimate form of storytelling nowadays.
Sure are.
Like, so, Infinite was just as good. I mean, Assassin's Creed over and over again is just like, what the fuck are you doing?
I'll be honest. You know what anime I think I protect someone from? It's Trigun. I remember having so many feels at the last three episodes of that series.
That's a very good one, yeah.
Being like, to be able to experience that, like, organically again would
that
be pretty fascinating.
That and Cowboy Bebop, too.
Yeah.
The thing is,
there's elements of Macross, like Robotech, I would say, because that, for me, was like one of the first ones that I saw as a child. And when, as a kid, you're watching cartoons, at least when we were little, we grew up with the understanding that in cartoons, people get shot and they get back up and do stuff. And the same in Harlock. I watched a Harlock movie, too. And this guy got, like, mowed down by machine gun fire in a river and just floated there and went away. And I'm just like, why didn't he get back up?
Like,
holy
shit's
crap.
Real.
Yeah, it's like, you die, you die. And the same thing in Robotech as well, too. But you know what? I shield them from spoilers. I guess the issue I have with that is that they're going to find out no matter what.
Well, no, this is just hypothetical. If there was, like, you could cast, like, flick your wrist and they would not know that this was the ending. And they could have something pure.
Like a Google extension. We can hide things.
Sure.
Google
that is a crazy, crazy undertaking that would... Oh, man, that's crazy. I'm just thinking about the programming logistics involved in that. I can't really think of anything, really, other than maybe, like,
it's supposed to be just, like, a fun question. You don't have to overthink it.
I'm thinking...
All right,
No,
stop. Robo Joe, what's yours?
No, wait. Moonwalker. I want the kid to not understand that, you know, Michael Jackson turns into a Transformer, because that blew my fucking mind when I was a kid.
Up top.
I'm like, fucking, it's a goddamn robot. He's a robot transforming T-1000.
What would you want to protect someone from, Robo Joe? So you like video games?
Yeah, so video games. Arkham City is
good.
Considered one of the best video games of all time, and the story elements are fabulous. Assassin's Creed is probably one of my, like, I'm a conspiracy theorist to some extent. So Assassin's Creed, I love the, like, alternate history stuff. Assassin's Creed's really good at it. Bioshock's really, really good at it.
Okay,
yeah,
so what one?
One. You can't have a genre you would protect people from.
You know what? Thinking about Arkham City, I'd have to go with Hush.
Hush, the comic book! That's a good one.
Nice.
The Batman storyline.
I remember reading that. That is why I'm a Riddler fan and cosplay the Riddler. Because, oh my fucking god, Edward Nygma is a motherfucking genius.
That's a game changer, man. That's a good one. I like it.
I didn't need, like, I'm glad you brought it up.
What if your kid only likes real superheroes and doesn't read the Batman comics?
Punch him. Get points. Hit him.
10 points for Boar. Raven
Boar. But no, like, I remember reading Hush.
Can I just say that I love trolling Batman fans because they're the most irritable of all comic
it's
fans.
It's so true.
I thought it was Superman ones.
Superman fans don't give a shit.
They're impervious, like him.
But
same thing with Wolverine fans. They just fucking take it. No fucking problems.
But no, I'd definitely go with Hush. I mean, I remember reading that and nobody spoiled it for me. Everybody was like, you just have to read this. You just have to read this. And I crashed that thing in like one night. And both trades, and holy shit.
Hush, good one.
Say it feels Dumbledore.
Yeah, you'd have that. You want to help,
like,
protect them from the Harry Potter spoiler.
Like,
I'm an asshole.
As someone who appreciated reading that with it being unspoiled.
I feel more like an asshole. I'm sorry. had friends that would go to the, like, the book thing and yell, like, Snape kills Dumbledore.
And your friends are the guys that ended up in the fucking hospital, you goddamn ass fuck.
Yeah,
wait,
you
why?
Guys, you guys
what happened to them? They
some
got
people were did that shit, and
yeah,
the fucking 200 people there who were pissed off,
yeah,
beat the fuck out of something.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
They fucking deserve
wow
it.
No, that's not funny. That's called being an ass muffin, and you deserve to be put in a hospital.
Ass muffin sounds like a term of endearment.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna
lie.
Ass muffin.
Oh, hey there, little ass muffin.
Yeah,
in retrospect, I was just with a bad crowd that just did that.
Yep. No one thinks you're cool for doing stuff like that. No one thinks
I would
cool
like to decree that if pumpkin butt can be a term of endearment, ass muffin can also be a term
oh
of endearment.
Pumpkin butt.
Oh, wait, who muffin uses pumpkin butt?
You've never heard that?
Apparently bore.
Yeah, I call everybody pumpkin butt.
Yeah.
Pumpkin butt.
What about you, Boar?
Okay, since I really don't care, and my favorite movie out of everything that we've been talking about so far is probably Fight Club, I'm going to just have to go with that one by default. But if I could choose something slightly off topic, but similar,
yeah,
if I could shelter my kids from ever seeing the show Lost, I would do that.
Like, at all, or so that way they could skip that pure.
Yeah.
That's
so
fair. That's
no,
totally
no, no, no,
fair.
No. I would shelter them from being able to watch the show
oh,
Lost.
So they can never see, it's never existed.
I agree with that.
And I would like to add on to that and say that I would shelter them from the end of Battlestar Galactica.
Oh, fair enough.
No.
Derpy Show.
Yeah, I gotta go pick up a friend at the airport.
Bye, Neofouls.
Bye,
Neofouls.
I thought you were going for whip, wow, crazy kids.
Weep.
No, it was Neofell.
Oh, man, remember that fucking show? I loved the
Weep
fuck out of
that
show. That
was filmed here in Orlando, wasn't
no,
it?
No, I know.
Yes,
almost everything on Nickelodeon was filmed here
all
in
the
Orlando.
Nickelodeon studios, yeah. Nick Arcade. I wish I was old enough for that.
God, I wanted to play Nick Arcade
oh,
so those
people
bad.
Were fucking retarded.
They were terrible. Like, the goal would be, like, get 15 rings and Sonic the Hedgehog. And
you
I'd
know,
be like,
and those retarded kids' defense.
They'd
it was
a
probably
small
really hard to tell what was going on the green screen.
No. I'm not talking about by the time they got to the green screen. To get to the green screen, they'd have to be like, play ActRaiser and play and not die for 6 seconds or some stupid
okay
shit like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you were motioning, so I thought you were.
No, even when I was watching the green screen, I figured they probably had a small monitor off in the distance to look at. So they're like,
that would be really hard, though.
I saw some people play it. And they're looking, and it's like, just reach above you! Just reach above you! Just reach above you!
Okay, yeah.
Reach above you!
I mean, I can't defend the kids from Nickelodeon too much.
Yeah.
Because they could never solve that three-piece puzzle.
And
at the end of
the fucking monkey? That's the same
pieces
in every episode?
There's a goddamn square base on the bottom!
Like, why do you think the square base goes in
the
middle?
And the top piece is a little round head!
Like, how could they never get it right?
Yep. How the fuck hard is it to run through a goddamn ball pit? Guys, I want to see an outtake of somebody getting scared by that temple guard and just get punched. I just imagine a kid.
But
it'd, like,
be
oh,
a little, it'd be a little kid punch, though. I don't think those guys would have cared.
That'd be funny as fuck still, too.
It probably would have been as hard as one of my punches.
Yeah, see, it wouldn't hurt.
Well, those
my arm begs to differ.
Well,
you're
just
not
mean,
even letting me hit you that hard.
That just means you're no temple guard.
Oh.
I don't guard temples. I raid temples, bitches. Yeah.
Why are you thrusting?
I guess raid temples means rape to him.
Rape temples. No mistake, kids.
Is it rape time?
We are not prepared.
No, it's not rape time. Don't let Charlie out.
Bye.
Bye. I'll beat you.
Beat you. Can we make that into a ringtone?
Ringtone.
We're going shock jock again.
I don't know why I'm remixing everything today.
God damn it.
Wait, do I seriously get house points every time I hit Joe?
No.
Oh, okay.
Only when it's funny and
I just
relevant
cleared out all the points a little while ago.
You didn't say anything. You have to let us
no,
know
they're
these
arbitrary
things.
No one knows.
It doesn't matter.
Are you telling me you could have gotten out of those cuffs at any time? No, not any time. Just when it was funny.
Derpy Show.
What is wrong with him?
We're going to have to ask him to leave.
He's just broken. He's just crying and holding his eyes.
Did you notice that typically when people ask you to leave, they don't actually tell you to leave. They just tell you that they're going to ask you to leave.
Oh, I'm
going
to have to ask you to leave. That's always what they say.
Yeah,
it is true. I'm going to have to ask
not
you to
like,
leave.
Not like you need to
not,
leave.
Not like leave.
I'm going to
leave
ask you to leave.
Yeah.
No, well, actually,
I'm gonna have to.
Well,
ask
that's like when people they get the option to quit instead of being fired. In other words, I'm going to have to ask you to leave. I never actually asked you to leave, but I'm going to do that if unless you snuck it the fuck off and get out of here.
That's because if they fire you, they have to pay you money.
No, no, no. That's usually they give you the option to quit in bigger companies.
Right, because they don't want to pay you money.
No, they still give you severance and everything.
That's so that way really? You don't have a firing on your record.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They do that in corporate level as like a weird politeness.
Yeah.
Unless you really fucked up.
Derpy Show.
So, I was told that growing up, DJ Snorlax and Robo Joe had an interesting way of settling arguments.
Mm-mm. One, it's not while they were growing up. They didn't meet each other until they had graduated from high school.
Okay.
So they were fully grown adult men shaking their junk at each other.
Wait, whoa. You're getting ahead of everything.
Also, it wasn't just them. It was a group.
It was a whole bunch of dudes.
Okay. So, am I wrong in saying that it was a way of settling arguments?
That's correct.
That's correct.
That is correct.
Okay.
It was like our court of law.
So,
it was more like a trial by fire or like a...
No, it wasn't, because there was a winner.
It was like a Thunderdome with ball gyrating.
Oh my god.
It was nothing like Thunderdome.
So anyway, because nobody understands this, including me, explain to us the arbitration method known as shadow ball gyration.
So shadow ball gyration, apparently at Chan's house, Chan's parents' house, there's like a spotlight on the side of the building. You know how sometimes in people's like driveways,
yeah, you got like floodlights.
Yeah, like a floodlight. So if there was ever a disagreement, because apparently they would all hang out at Chan's parents' house, if there was ever a disagreement, they would all go outside, whip their junk out, shake it around, and whoever's shadow had the shakiest junk won.
Shakiest?
Floppiest?
Okay, so now...
Most junk movement.
Now, wait a minute. First, we have to know some more specifics, and also why the fuck this was invented. DJ Snorlax, take it away.
Okay, let me explain that this all goes back to the divine right that the most manly person is right. And the most manly was defined by the best package.
Can I just interject that the manliest guy, I don't think, would have participated in this.
No.
I agree.
Out, let me go ahead and point back that at no point was any junk whipped out.
Okay.
This is... It was in boxers.
All right, just explain, break it down to us, what was shadow ball gyration?
Wait, did everybody have the same underpants on?
No.
So then how can that be a fair...
Not fucking... It's not all fair all the time.
And let's face it, your junk is...
How do you know
somebody
wasn't stuffing it?
You can't stuff and then gyrate and flop out the side hole.
Whoa. We still don't really know what it is.
Let me explain. Okay. Let's say that four gentlemen were having a discussion and there was a debate as to who was right.
Like... Who's more badass?
Doesn't matter. Four gentlemen having a discussion. A, B, C, and D. They go outside, they turn on the floodlight. Now, there's other people there. They don't decide amongst themselves.
There are judges.
Typically girls.
Somehow that makes it less gay.
A little bit. I'm going to have to agree that makes it slightly less gay.
If there are women watching you shake your junk at each other.
Anyway.
Now, then we lined up with our backs to the light. There was, lying in the concrete, so we'd all be at the same distance from the light on a line.
Okay, so you're...
So a light was
perpendicular
casting...
to the light? You're not lining
They're
up?
They're parallel to the light.
So, so I could see my shadow in front
yes.
of me. And that between my legs...
The light is behind everyone.
Yes.
Everyone's back is to the light.
Yes.
Okay, got it.
Okay, so then there's shadows going forward. And in between our legs, the viewers could see the shadow of your junk. In your boxers or whatever.
Oh,
so,
okay.
So stance was a very, very important part of this contest.
Okay. And then what happened?
Well, then everyone would gyrate as best they could. And whoever had the most shakage was crowned victor.
Was there a theme song? Did somebody go, "Show me your moves, show me your dick moves, show me your moves, show me your dick
that
moves"?
That would have been significantly gayer, so no.
Did your parents ever witness this happening and go, "What the fuck are you guys doing"?
No, never.
Did any of your friends ever question, "What the fuck are we doing"?
I'm just going to go ahead and...
No, never.
I'm just going to go ahead and point out the fact that We did a lot of stupid shit at Chan's house. I don't really know where his parents ever were.
Anyways, okay. So you've got your backs to the light.
Uh-huh.
You're shaking
yeah.
your junk.
Uh-huh.
What next?
Someone's crowned victor. That's it.
That's it. Somebody is staring at the shadows.
Usually girls.
Usually multiple someones.
If no girls are present, who judges?
I don't think it ever happened when we weren't showing off for
what
girls.
What if a girl has an opinion in the argument and wants to...
They wouldn't. They're female. Their opinion doesn't count.
I'm gonna
Please
go
punch him in the scrotum.
I'm going to go ahead and point out that that's just that you would use a different contest to determine victor. This was only a contest if there were
jiggle gyration. I don't know.
I mean, they could.
So now, when you were all gyrating in a line... Is it, like, the same as urinals, where you, like, weren't allowed to look to the side at each other's junk gyrating?
I didn't look. That's the honor code.
Can I just point out
Joe,
that Mystery Guest just won the argument?
The
if there
argument.
Was one, she just won.
She just keeps jiggling, and there's no video
no
camera,
one's,
or no.
no
one cares.
I just want to throw all the win at her. She okay. wins.
Did Good I job. Get more points?
All
one
the
point,
points.
All the points.
Okay.
But the points don't matter.
The points don't matter.
They don't matter.
But you've got them all.
But they're house points.
So they're like bitcoins.
Oh.
Oh. Oh.
Buzzing.
Burn.
Buzzing.
Buzzing. That's not how it goes, Joe.
I texted her.
She texted
her.
Me that earlier.
And I'm like, Joe just says bazing instead of bazinga when he's like trying to make a zinger.
So, okay.
So how that goes.
Because this still needs to be discussed, back
okay.
to Shadow Ball Gyration.
All right.
Do
you not want to see an example?
I do not. I absolutely don't.
He has
can't,
a whole video tape
listen,
reel.
Listen, hey,
listen,
guys, I'd like to point out the fact that we just got a lighting kit. It's sitting in the other room. We
no!
can make this happen.
Okay, seriously, the mental image is way more than I need. It's far beyond anything that I feel like I deserve.
Does Joe start every sentence with, I'd like to point out?
He does.
Wait, really?
And I'd
yeah.
like to point out that.
A lot of them.
I'd like to point out that Joe always starts his sentences with, I'd like to point out.
I'm dying.
Oh, well, okay. It's
a
50,
you're not
dying. It's 50-50. Sometimes it's, honestly, guys, or I'd like to be honest about this, or...
There's always some, like...
He'd either like it to be pointed out, or he wants you to make sure that you know that it's honest.
I would say that there's almost always a prepositional phrase at the start of his sentences. Like, almost always.
Now he's sad.
I just like to point out that Joe is sad. Honestly, guys, Joe is sad over there.
Anyway, do you have any more questions about my
I've got so many questions about Shadow Ball Gyration.
They keep asking.
Why?
Why?
Yes.
Who invented it?
Who invented it?
I think we were
Why
bored.
Are you the king?
Because he had the
house.
Most shake.
I probably invented it.
I feel like
I think it was a group thing.
Who
though.
Was like, you know how we should decide this? We should go outside and shake our junk.
What probably happened is we were outside.
The weirdest part is that somebody was like, yeah, that sounds legit. Let's do that.
I like to imagine they had one friend who was like, fuck this! And like threw something on the ground and just left and they never saw them again.
According to them, nobody made that much sense.
I'm gonna go ahead and say, I'm going to think that the first two people who ever competed in it was myself, and I'm not gonna use his name, but he's a ginger. Likely what happened was we were outside and it probably evolved from a shotgun challenge. Which, TLDR, you drop your pants and run across a parking lot in your boxers.
So if somebody calls yeah. shotgun, you can challenge it by taking your pants down and running to the car.
Yes.
Is this like the no pants rule at any point in time?
Similar.
Okay.
But this is specifically for shotgun.
Okay.
So I'm certain that at some point there's a shotgun challenge.
You guys are outside with the light on and somebody pulled their pants down and noticed.
We both pulled our pants down and ran to the car, but we couldn't, like, we were fighting over it, so we had to determine a next step. Like, if both men were in their boxers and at the door at the same time, what was the tiebreaker? And it was probably who had the most hang-dang.
Yeah, I got that. That seems to make sense.
I was going
to
say it was probably whoever broke the kiss first, but I mean, I don't know.
The kiss?
Like, well, I mean, you're both pantsless wrestling. Like, I don't know.
Smells hair a little
First
bit.
Of all, pantsless is different than, like... That has a different connotation
There's
than...
There's some very
okay.
thin cotton between your penises.
Seriously, though, seriously. Have you guys never heard of, like, rock, paper, scissors? fucking thumb wrestling.
Flipping a coin.
Flip a coin.
Roll a die.
Yeah. List goes on.
So
it
might
be.
You could even do rock, paper, scissors, lizard, Spock. If you wanted to be complicated.
You could even have a fist fight.
Let's be honest. What probably happened?
Fist fighting.
Okay, no. To be honest, you know what should have happened? Is bopper fighting.
No. This is what probably happened. Tim, being like one of the taller and lankier of us, probably thought he had the biggest dick and thought that he was going to win this contest. But he did not. And then from that point forward, I would just throw this out as the contest, hoping that I would keep winning.
Because he wanted to see everyone's junk.
And then I just kept winning. You didn't see each other's junk!
Well,
the girl saw our junk!
That one time playing quarters.
That was different.
What? What happened?
What did Robo Joe just unleash?
We did not hear this story ever.
So...
I think we need this story.
All of a sudden, I am not interested in Shadow Ball Gyration. I want to know about the quarters.
Okay.
So
we're
okay. Yeah, playing quarters with your dick.
Let me stop. I'm going to have to tell you all something very personal about my anatomy. I am uncircumcised. And that weirds some people
is that
out.
Weird,
I like that he laughs even though he knows.
That was the story.
So... And for like, a year and a half, someone found out about this. And a couple people were obsessed with knowing what my uncircumcised penis looked like, okay? Like, one guy drew an emo kid on my to-go box when I picked up my food from Olive Garden with a hoodie and one eye because his hair was covering the other eye and said that was my penis because he had one eye and a hoodie. They were obsessed.
Did you know the person that worked at the Olive Garden?
That was the
Everybody we knew worked at Olive Garden.
Like, man, the waiter at the Olive Garden knows about your dick?
Everyone. Like, we knew, like, the entire staff of Olive Garden. They just wanted to see. So we used to play a game quarters, which was, you know, you roll a quarter up against the, like, five people line up and you just roll a quarter up against a wall. And
that's not
quarters. That's a different game.
I'm explaining a game that we happen to call quarters.
I already like that it involves
like bouncing coins with his dick.
Somehow, I don't know where this is going, but
it's like
their version of quarters involves.
No,
dicks.
It's like the cashew. It's like
the
cashew.
Hold on. Game.
No,
totally irrelevant to the
see,
story.
You
and someone pulled my pants
see,
down.
What you don't understand is it involved cashews and flicking them off our right penis.
Okay,
no.
Game Cook.
No.
What?
No. Shut up. Shut your fucking mouths. You take quarters. You all line up and you roll them. You like roll them.
Or toss
them.
And then you
them.
Shake your dick.
Shut your fucking mouth.
No more speculation. I want to know where this is going.
And you throw or roll the quarter up against a wall. And whoever's quarter is closest to the wall gets all the quarters.
How far were you from the wall?
Yeah, whatever. As long as you're all the same. It was gambling. It was very basic gambling. Okay.
You usually bank magic cards or something.
Okay.
But quarters was a typical, because you throw quarters and get quarters. And then at one point, I was like, oh, I'm out of quarters. And after fucking, like, 2 years of being hounded about my fucking penis, I was like, well, I'm out of quarters. He's like, I'll give you fucking $20 if you show me your dick. Sure. Fucking here you go. Are you happy?
Behind the behind a dumpster, outside the comic shop we all frequented.
The only place that activity could ever happen.
You could have been put on the sex offender registry.
I would like to imagine that this whole story took place behind a dumpster.
It did.
I was worried that was going to turn into a circle jerk for a second.
Why is it so sexual to you fucks?
Because every story involves dicks!
But none of them sexually.
It was silly and non-sexual.
It actually always was.
See, this is before I came to Orlando and became a crazy naked person.
You were always a
my
crazy
person. My hairdresser was asking if I found it uncomfortable that you took your clothes off. I was like, no. His nickname way before I met him was Naked.
Oh no. So one of the new girls in the troupe thought it was really brave of me to get completely naked
in the
friend show. And Brittany had to explain to her that my nickname for years and years and years, way before the burlesque thing ever happened, was Naked Joe.
Joe
depending on the circle, it was sometimes Naked Italian Joe because there were two Naked Joes. There was an Italian and an Irish.
What is with all the nudity?
What circles do you guys run in?
The casual, hey, I'm Joe, but people call me Naked Joe. No way! People call me Naked Joe, too!
Or Joe most
No, we also knew.
What's your second most distinguishable feature?
I swear
I'm gonna go with your ethnicity!
So you know, we also knew two Davids, okay?
Were they also naked?
No, this is good too.
No,
they were both mentally retarded.
No.
But one of them was from Boston, so. We called him Retarded David.
Retarded David. I'm gonna die. I'm literally gonna die. Retarded David. No. No. Okay.
She's crying.
Okay. No. One was gay and one was straight. So there was Gavid and Stravid. And that's not as funny as Retarded Dave.
David and Stravid.
No. But the thing is, the group of friends we hung out with for a long time, everybody had a fucking nickname.
Nobody had a real name except for you.
And there was always duplicates.
No, there were duplicates. Like, there were five Bryans and Stravids and Davids
and Aspens
and Usagis.
Wait, no.
There were like 17 Jessicas. So all the Jessicas had a fucking code name.
And the thing is, most of the nicknames sounded close enough to real names that we didn't realize they were nicknames until like 5 years later.
Not that their friends have real names.
Like, people.
Blondie?
Holy shit.
Usagi? Dorothy?
Silver? Squared? Bri Pie?
Well, obviously no one named their child Squared.
But no one had their own name. Everyone was a fucking nickname.
This is my child Squared and his brother Cubed. Like, why?
Well, that'd have to be the second and the third kids.
Who would the first kid be?
Prime. Prime!
They're all gonna be the square root of negative one as far as I'm concerned.
Imaginary?
It took a second.
Well, I was wanting someone else to fucking do it. Derpy
Show. We're going back to school.
Don't sing.
I want a whole album of just Joe singing.
I don't.
Nobody wants it.
Hold on.
Not funny, it's just a really off key.
Just go. If you want penal coladas, go for it.
If you want.
That's not even the word!
Wait, did you say penal coladas?
Wait, if you like drinking.
It's if you like pina coladas.
If you like pina coladas and getting drunk in the rain.
Just keep going.
Getting drunk by moonlight.
That's Sailor Moon!
No, getting caught in the rain.
If you like pina coladas, getting caught in the rain. If you're not into yoga
and you have half a brain.
Joe,
there's something about moonlight in that song.
I feel like making love at midnight.
There you go.
What's a song that you do know?
Journey. No. Africa.
The Beatles.
You sing all of the Beatles.
Something from the 80s.
The Devil Went Down to Georgia.
What were we singing in the car?
The Devil Went Down to Georgia.
That he was singing.
I still couldn't do it without the words. I don't memorize music.
Joe learned to play the fiddle because he loved that song
I played the goddamn viola for 7 years. Because of Charlie Daniels, and then about 7 or 8 years into it, I finally realized that the viola never gets the cool fucking melodies, and I should go burn it in a fire because I don't ever get cool music.
Or you could sell it for money.
But. I have a speculation. I think that he learned how to play the fiddle so that just in case the devil ever showed up, he would be able to save himself.
He's not that good at it.
I think that's where the initial interest was.
To be honest, Charlie Daniels is so incredibly good. That song is so hard to play.
You're the worst ever.
Fighting evil by moonlight, winning love by daylight, never running from a real fight. She is the one called Sailor Moon.
Is it named or called? I think it's called.
At different points, I think it's different.
So let me get this straight. You settled your arguments by waving your dicks around at each other.
Yep.
And you both know how to sing the theme song from Sailor Moon.
I think I know where you're going to this.
And Channing showed his penis to another male for $20.
Behind
for $20.
So is that a Z?
A man and two women, actually.
Is that a Z?
They pulled their money together.
Is that a ZJ?
Have either of you done theater work?
Both of them.
I quit. Mm. I quit theater.
Yeah. Mm. We don't do theater anymore.
Yes, we do. We're the number 2 theater in Orlando.
We are the number 2 theater group in Orlando.
That also means we're the shit theater in Orlando. Number 2.
We tied.
Oh, so we tied for poop.
I don't know where I was going with that.
I think that means that we're the good poop, though. You know how, like, some poops are like, alright, this was fine. And then there's...
No, I think I like...
Wait, before she keeps talking about poop, we should start taking a video, because men on the internet would definitely pay money to watch her talk about poop.
I love when she talks about poop.
All I have to say is...
I took pictures of her in a car.
Wearing a seatbelt. Fully dressed.
Because some guy gets off on that on the internet.
Some guy?
He's giving me $20.
For pictures fully clothed, wearing a seatbelt.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Is he just like safety?
Yeah.
So you were contacted by some guy, and he was like, you know, really just make my day and alleviate me of $20. Could you just go to a car and, like, put on a seatbelt and have somebody take a picture?
Wait, he needed to know what make and model. It's a Model T Ford. Like, what?
No, I want to know how this happened.
How did he get off if it's a light-colored car? Like,
no.
Did you seek him out?
Was this on Craigslist?
No. No, I would rather not actually
say
get into
how it
this
was, yeah.
more.
Suffice it to say, dudes get off on weird things.
Listen, I didn't bring this up. I just
also,
want to know more.
Also, I had to devolve my entire life and my fucking gyration of my dick.
That's, you volunteered that.
I
just volunteered
that. You fuckers
her.
Volunteered that.
No, you volunteered that.
Alright, fair enough.
I'm just bad at life. Thanks for listening to Derpy Show. Derpy Show is made possible by a comic shop, Nerdapalooza, and the generous support of listeners like you. A listener-supported entertainment, we rely on you to keep this and other shows on the Nerdy Show Network alive by telling a friend, rating it, and reviewing us on iTunes, or making a contribution in our monthly support drive. Any size contribution gets you exclusive Nerdy Show audio and images and lets you participate in our monthly support drives. Go to nerdyshow.com/support to chip in. For more episodes of The Derpy Show,
no.
God damn. For more episodes of Derpy Show, as well as other fine programs, community forums, videos, articles, and more, head over to thenerdyshow.com. You can subscribe to all Nerdy Show Network podcasts via the iTunes Store. And for the latest news, follow us on all your favorite social networks.
Do it again, but better.
I try to do it.
And I sort of like how it's terrible.
Yeah. And they're going to hate it.
They are. Everybody's going to hate it.
If it's even intelligible. Like,
probably
it's gonna be
not.
Completely lost.
Just a bunch of
we haven't been recording this entire time.
Charlie turned it off an hour ago. Oh, no, we're recording.